views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's great. You know, I say this, but I truly want to say it, and I will say it every week, because I just love being here with you guys on a weekly basis like this. And today I was led to do a show on healing, energy healing combined with affirmations for healing. And that is very, very powerful. I have been doing that for years personally. I have seen that work with so many clients. And the beautiful thing about that is it doesn't have to cost you anything. You don't need somebody else for any of this. It helps when you are feeling in over your head to have support. Like, you know, that's what I do with my clients. But, and I'm not trying to have you do that. I also want to give you some empowerment within yourself that you can do these things for yourself. Sometimes when we're getting started or we're having a bump, you know, or there's an area of life that really feels blocked, it does help to move forward when we allow ourselves to ask for help. So, with that in mind, our focus today is healing with the affirmations and positive affirmations for healing along with the energy. Now, you are welcome to call into the show. We're doing energy field readings and then recommended affirmations. And we always work with the angels, of course. But, you know, we're going to work with fine-tuning and helping you find some clarity on what you need to do to move forward, or what, you know, what's in the way, that kind of thing. And I do have a couple of emails that are right here that I'm going to be answering. And for those that listen to podcasts, you may be living in another part of the world and, you know, you don't listen to the live, you're listening to it later. You are always welcome to send me questions ahead of time. Just make sure I get them a couple of hours before we go live at radio@jenroyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com. You can also just go right over to the website at jenroyster.com and hit the contact us. That'll have a same information there. I also put all of those links in my newsletter that I put out on Wednesdays. Wednesdays has the upcoming shows, the links, the connections, you know, where you can send something in, anything that's going on and updated with what I'm doing. Workshops are in the works, guys. I've been talking about it, but let me tell you what, there it's starting to really happen and come together. I'm excited about it. We are completely redoing our website over at jenroyster.com. So we have lots of things happening. So just know that it's being worked on daily. No kidding. I mean, all day. We're doing a lot. It's just that time of year for us too. You know, we've been talking about big change and we're doing it too. I'm changing everything. I felt like I threw the apple cart up in the air with everything that I've been doing as a spiritual teacher and healer. And it's because we need to. And you might be feeling that way in your own life as well. We need to do that when, you know, we feel like it's not, something's off, you know, something's off. Everything we were doing before, and what I felt like I was doing in previous years absolutely was for the time. I never feel any second guessing about that. But I knew it was coming. And I've been telling you about it on the show all this time. I knew big changes were coming and there was a lot of things to learn and do differently. Well, that goes for us too. Teachers that are in this field, in any kind of profession, really. So don't feel like it's just happening to you, because it's not just happening to you. It's happening everywhere. And every day I am learning something new. And it's like, wow, this is just moving fast. And it's just being okay with it, you know, being okay. You really know, one little tip for you guys, you really know when it's time to change something up, when you keep trying to make something work the way it used to, and it just keeps either breaking or it keeps messing up or it's just not working anymore, whether it's technology or communication in something. It doesn't matter what part it is. If you find that that's just hitting a brick wall, it's obvious that there's a route that you need to take in a different direction. Okay, so keep that in mind just as you're plugging along with whatever you're going through. Now, how do affirmations and energy healing work hand in hand? Well, I want to explain that quickly. I want to explain that before, you know, and after we take break, we'll take callers on. I can't take them right now. I want to make sure everybody knows what we're talking about, but I will take a caller when we come back from break. We won't have enough time right now. Energy healing, your thoughts, your beliefs, what you think about, what you focus on, what you're preoccupied with, every bit of that is an energy. Your thoughts, beliefs, all of that, and everything that you believe and think about all the time, that's resonating in your energy field. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm reading that. It's just right there. Is that energy is around you. It's connected to you. So, and that's the way I explain it. You'll hear it explained a million different ways out there, but this is the way it has always worked for me. And what you believe, you know, is a lot to do with what you manifest and what you're drawing into your life. Okay. Now, affirmations are you're claiming a belief. An affirmation is affirming this is what you believe. This is where you are. And that's why it is so powerful when you're saying anything behind I am. Now, affirmations can be positive and negative. Whoa, hello. Yeah, we've heard this. I think I've mentioned this before. But you could be saying, I am sick and tired of blah, blah, blah. Or I am something negative, okay? Or you can say, I am thriving. I am fantastic. The trick, it's not really a trick. It's just fact. Honestly, this is fact to me. This is the most logical thing in the universe to me, is to use positive affirmations, even when you don't feel so positive. I'm serious. Yes. And there's people that don't actually attack people being positive because they're just in an unhappy place. You know what? That has nothing to do with you if that happens to you. I mean, I've had that happen. They're in a place that's not so happy. That doesn't mean you have to be. And you don't have to believe it. You don't have to take that on as yours. Be careful with that if you're empathic, because you probably absorb everything like it was your responsibility. And that can be very overwhelming. Now you have way too much going on. You're trying to handle everything that isn't yours to handle. So this all ties together. And I'm brushing over some things that I have brought up before, if you've been listening to this show for a while. But they go hand in hand. And what we want to do today is find ways to work with the energy healing, which you can do with your thoughts, with the affirmations. And we're going to talk a little bit about how you can create your own affirmations and how you can tweak that and how you can start to use this in your life. Now, this supports anything else you might be doing for healing, whether it's physical or you're trying to shift an experience or you're trying to heal or let go of something, whatever that might be. They help when you have very stubborn blocks as well, because, man, those ones that are really deep-seated, that go way back and really rooted into your beliefs, think about that. They are sometimes really hard to uproot. I know. They feel so difficult. This is going to help loosen that. And I have been working with these. I really do. I am 100% in belief of this because I've used it myself. And I have used it in the worst times. I've used it in the best times. And it makes a difference. Now, don't have to take my word for it. What I'm recommending to you is that you try this. You try this for yourself. And you have to be patient. Okay? I mean, it took you a while to be deep-seated but wherever you are that you feel like you're having trouble getting out of that hole that's so deep, you know? So you just got to keep plugging at it, because the more that you give that time, the easier it is, and it lifts you up and out of that. So we are working with energy healing and affirmations that work along with the energy healing for a very powerful duo that can heal you in all areas of life. Now, we're going to take that short break. When we come back, we'll take callers. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And we have some email questions that came in that I will read and answer during the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in and joining us. Our topic today is all about combining energy healing with affirmations for healing and how powerful that is to combine the two. So now I address that and kind of introduce that at the first segment. We are taking callers if you want to call in for an energy field reading and a little tweaking or some suggestions for affirmations that'll help you. 1-800-930-2819. We are also working and asking angels to come in with some advice for that. We always do that. I work with them every day, so that's a given. But we do have a caller on the line, Brian, right?
Oh, yes, indeed. We surely do. We have Deborah from Missouri. Welcome to our show.
Hi. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Deborah. How are you doing? And what is your question for today?
I sure need this. I've been going back and forth. One day I'm happy. The next day I feel so alone. One day I'm with horror lovers. The next day I wish I had a best friend. One day I'm close to the angels. The next day I feel not close to the angels.
Okay. And you know what? I'm so glad that you are bringing that up. I really am, because I actually was feeling that a few days too. And it was the weirdest thing. So I asked for clarity right away, and I experienced what you're talking about. So I want to give you a validation. I totally get what you're saying. And now I want to explain what that was. Okay.
Okay.
You ready? Okay. Well, you're explaining frequencies. You're explaining the highs and lows of frequency, because when we drop lower, we feel very disconnected or isolated. And there's the battle going back and forth between third, fourth, fifth. And I mean, we are in that phase of, and we are talking metaphysically, guys, for everybody just new to this show. This is a metaphysical show. That's what I do. We are moving into a higher frequency of living, and we'll feel so connected. We'll feel amazing. It's almost euphoric. And then what would be called in the way we grew up, you know, oh, that just brought me down to reality, this brick that just sinks, boom. And then you feel like, oh, now why don't I feel that anymore? Okay, why do I feel separated? And also our egos start to feel afraid of the new, okay? Because while you're up in that amazing, wonderful feeling and of connection and love and friendship, and you're not by yourself, our egos almost are second guessing, like, how can that be true? That's too good to be true. And then boom, then we start to believe the old because that's more familiar to us. But what I want you to know in a positive light is you are going back and forth because you are moving up, and it will go back and forth a little bit until it anchors in deeper. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm glad to know this, that I'm not the only one.
Well, no, you're not the only one. I promise you. I don't know. I can honestly say, I'm sure there's other people out there listening that listen to this show that go, oh my gosh, that's what that was. Because if you've been living this whole time in a lower dimensional frequency, and now you know, and that could be like most of your childhood or the way we grew up. And I mean, our generation, or in the last, 20, 30 years, oh my gosh, there's just been a massive amount of spiritual growth. And this year is just going faster than any of that decades of it. And it feels like, wait a minute, am I here? Am I not? Where am I? And you feel like you're just being yanked all over the place. You're also going through a DNA upgrade, huge DNA upgrade right now, because the spirituality of the higher frequency needs a higher frequency body that resonates better. So they're actually being a little gentle with us when it happens like that. The universe is taking us up there, but it's going, okay, go get a little taste, get used to that, come back to what you know, and then go do it again. And you'll find that you'll spend more time in the higher as it calibrates. Going through this, probably at the end of last year, and I was feeling that, and I was like, holy cow, what was that? And the dreams, and I'd feel these crazy vibrations going through, and I knew something was up. I cleansed my crystals. I was pulling more of my crystals out. I'm like, okay, I've been through this route before where I feel lost, but this is not lost. It is a learning curve. They're introducing me to something new. So each time you go up, you're learning something new, and find a way to anchor into it. If you need to do some clearings, you might want to look at your, if you use crystals, you might want to see if there's another one that would help you right now. And it would take some research to go see. There's a lot of different ones out there that actually might resonate for you better. In fact, I'm doing research now to do a show or workshop on that, because there's so much that's changed in the last couple of months. So I said a lot to you. So what do you think about that?
I'm very grateful. And I was wondering, is there any affirmations that I can use?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you are in the lower, probably you're going to remember when you want to use them and when you're in the lower frequency or the isolation feeling. But what you want to get into the habit of is doing them in both, the high and the low. And I would say definitely your I ams, your I am, and it would be like, I am loved completely and I send love completely, is one of the best ones for the connection, because love is the core of everything. That's one of the real strong ones that I would use. Does that make sense?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, that's one. Okay, so because you want love at the center. You want love at the center. It's the highest frequency that heals everything. It is the core of energy healing. When you're coming into the lower one, and this is for anybody going through this, guys, this is a great one. When you feel like you don't have a friend, or you don't feel liked, and you feel that rejection, that's a self-love that you need right then and there. That I am love. I send and receive love freely. I am joyous and it runs through my veins. I mean, you just pound it, and say it as many times as you can remember to in a day. It helps to write them out and have little sticky notes or something in your phone, like on your calendar, to remind you, like, say your affirmation, have it written out. You know, everybody's got the smartphones now. Make yourself a little note with your reminder in your calendar. Oh yeah, let me say my affirmation. And it becomes fun and you look forward to the break. It takes just a few seconds to say it. When you are in that elated high mode, continue to say it and have the gratitude that you are actually experiencing it. There's people out there that are still trying to experience it once. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
And she's like absorbing. You're in absorb mode, aren't you? You're in sponge mode, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so like anything like that just is joyous, lets you feel anything that you are, you know, you want your gratitude and you're claiming what it is that you desire to feel, that you've already received it. So if you were sick or had a virus, a bug or something, I am healthy. I am fantastic. You know, don't talk about it. It's not like, please help me be, you know, when you're asking our angels, it's not like, please help me feel better. It's more like, thank you for lifting me up out of that and wrapping me up and I am feeling fantastically, you know, healthier. I've noticed that just doing that, you will overcome whatever is happening much faster.
Okay, because at a point I was happy, and I guess I'm trying to get back to that part, and I don't stay there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's normal for it to go back and forth as we're calibrating. It's very normal. So I want you to know that you're looking at anything you can do to support it, whether it be clearing, whether it be energy healing, Reiki, using your crystals, whatever it is your practices that you like to do. If you're not feeling anything when you do those, then you're looking for anything, whether it's be outside, taking a break from your normal routine really helps to shake it up. Just a walk can help move energy that's feeling stuck, because your body is having to, you know, it's purging a lot of heavier frequency, and we'll feel it physically, we'll feel it emotionally, we'll feel it mentally, and the ego's like, what's going on? I don't understand. Why is it changing? Because it's changing, and it just doesn't understand it until it's anchored in more. So for everybody feeling that, that was a great one that Deborah has brought up today. Wow, I'm already at break. Holy cow. Okay, it's time for break. So Deborah, I just gave you a handful. So go grab the archive if you need to re-listen to some of this. But know that it's a good thing and you are going up. It's just you're coming back for a break and then you go back and you'll just keep hanging on. You don't give up and don't second guess it.
My husband doesn't understand me.
No, and it's like being okay with that. It's, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Not needing him to understand is a big one for you for that. If you're sensitive and you need the approval, you know, that's what's trying to purge out of you right now. You don't need it. You don't need the approval of anybody else. But I have to go to break now. So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Wow, that one had a handful of a lot of great information for everyone. So we are healing with affirmations, combining that with energy healing for a dynamic duo that is going to help you heal in all areas of your life. We're doing energy field readings. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on The Dr. Pat Show, or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
We are back here on the Dr. Jen. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm going faster than I can talk right now. Wow, I had so many things on my mind at the break. So I want to share with you positive affirmations for healing and how we combine that with energy healing. That's our topic today. And I'm going to read an email that came in and then answer it. And it's with the affirmations I'm talking about. But I'm going to go ahead and bring this email in because it's going to relate to what I'm talking about with this next section here. This is from Sophie, and she says, I was listening to the last radio show and the message about how to live better. That was last week's show, by the way, if you want to know what she's talking about. This was really something I needed to hear. I am struggling right now with knowing how to move forward. Since I feel I keep falling back into old health problems with stress-related exhaustion and adrenal fatigue that I have been dealing with for the last 4 years, I am trying to figure out how to move forward in life regarding my job and business, my health, and how to move forward in my relationship. We want to move in together and get engaged, but we are in a long-distance relationship, which makes it more challenging. He doesn't have a job, and I don't work right now either because of my health issues. And we are both dealing with financial stress. We both know we are meant to be together and have a very special bond. And if soulmate exists, I believe he is mine. I am so grateful he is in my life. My challenge for the last 4 years has been learning to let go of fear and trusting that everything will work out without letting the stress destroy me. And at times I feel I have gotten better at it, but it's not easy being a highly sensitive person. I hear you, Sophie. I know I just need to let go of the old negative patterns and really trust that that's what's meant to be will be. But learning to live with the uncertainty at times of low stress tolerance is not easy. And she says, any advice? Best regards, Sophie. So I read that. It was a little bit long, and she had a lot of information in there, but I read it so you would understand the gist of her questions. I felt that there was a lot of questions in that. But dear Sophie, listen to me up. Listen. Now, affirmations are going to be great for you when you feel this way. This is a good show for you. This is a good show for anybody with affirmations. I just can't imagine that anybody wouldn't want to work with them. They don't cost you anything to work with affirmations. Highly sensitive person, empathic, the fatigue of the adrenal is constant stress with the fight or flight and fear. She's already acknowledged that. And I'm just overviewing this so everybody listening understands this. If you're going through something like that, if you've gone through long-term stress, what you want to do with your affirmations is, I see clearly, I am seeing clearly my next step to move forward with confidence. So that is an I am affirmation for that. Okay, that's immediately coming in. Archangel Michael also came in, because when you have a lot of the fear causing, that causes hormonal imbalance. The adrenaline fatigue is the adrenal gland is just worn out. It's, you know, just exhausted with the fight or flight response of the body. We're working with energy here. I'm not a medical doctor. I just want to make sure everybody understands that. I work with the energy field. The energy field supports anything else you're doing for your healing. But when you are empathic and you're absorbing everything around you like that, this is going deep into the belief in the fear. And she's stating, she knows she needs to let go of it. I know that it's negative patterns and thinking. And I would say, look into what you're thinking all the time, because that's where the affirmations are going to be very, very powerful for you. The affirmations help put your mind on something that has a higher frequency and something more positive. One of the biggest and most powerful affirmations when you are in a fight or flight situation or stressing out is, I am safe. That simple, three words. I am safe. I am safe to move forward. I am safe. I am healthy. I am thriving. You just keep making this list and keep going and going. And you say them as much as you possibly can in a day. When you start finding that your mind is going there, and at the beginning, when you start feeling that way, when you start to feel like that's all that's ever happening to you, it's because that's where it's anchored. So to bust up and weaken that brick of heavy energy, you have to keep hitting it. It's like, think of the positive affirmation as this hammer that's just busting it up so it's easier to move. That's the way I'll visualize it. And I just see it just pounding it away until it breaks down into smaller pieces that I can move easily. And then you can go right past it. Now, with a job, I am financially secure. All of my needs are met. Just like that. And you may or may not feel it or believe it when you're starting this. And that is the biggest thing that people get, you know, like, well, I don't feel like that. And they feel like they have to feel that way or believe it before you say the affirmation. Affirmations work in reverse. It's Louise Hay from Hay House. She describes it as learning how to think. I love it when I heard her say that. She says, you have to learn how to think. And that's what you're doing with the affirmations. So you're claiming as if it is already in your life. And enjoy the process of thinking in a positive way. Oh, I've been told by the naysayers, oh, that's daydreaming. Like your head's in the clouds. It's like, okay, but I'm a lot happier and I'm smiling while you're still complaining about everything over there. And I feel better. And my health has improved since I started doing this. I started doing this right out of high school. And then I started doing it throughout life. And it really kicked in at the, you know, like 99. That's when I really started. And then whenever I went through any kind of challenge, and boy, they came. And I was thankful I was already learning how to do some of this before I really got to where I'm doing what I do right now. I was really starting to do this and it really started to show, wow, you know, that just is working. It's helping. You put your mind to something that you want and you claim it with the I am. Whatever you put behind it, it is you telling the universe very clearly, this is what I'm claiming. It is my birthright. This is what I deserve. And it's a self-love. Self-love is big, Sophie. And a lot of self-love is in order for this. There's two individuals in this relationship when she asked the question that are going through a financial struggle. I would say that, you know, you work on the self-love, then life starts to bring in things that you just, you know, like it's kind of like, I deserve to be financially secure, basically is where you're going with that. And then all the opportunities start to come in because you're attracting them. So use the affirmations, use them, put notes up, put positive thought up everywhere. You'll have them there to help pull you up when you're having a low moment. And when you're in the higher moments and you're feeling pretty positive about it, have that gratitude for that. It is a big one. And it will support all the things you're doing proactively in your physical life for your health and everything else. Now, with that, we are going to take another break. My gosh, these breaks come fast. We are talking about positive affirmations and energy healing working together. The affirmations are thought energy, which is energy healing. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-
888-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love.
I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in and joining us, we've been talking about energy healing combined with positive affirmations for very powerful healing. And I've been giving different examples, answering emails that have come in and callers throughout the show. So grab the archive if you've missed the main section of this. This is very powerful healing that anyone can do. It's empowering to know that you have something that you can do. The biggest thing that can cause the hiccup is you feel that it's silly, or And that's just the negative energy that you're believing at the time, is the way I look at it. When I feel like, oh, it doesn't work, or it's like that. Yes, we all feel these things. Everybody can feel the second guessing or the doubts at times. Even people like spiritual teachers and healers. Nobody is getting away with just being absolutely on the bliss level without doing some work. I want everyone to know that. I do a lot of work every day on mine. And then I share with you what I've experienced and learned. Now, I'm going to read the last email that came in. And this comes from Beth. And she says, "Hi, Dr. Jen. My question is, I am obviously lacking the needed tools for healing. Since I smudge, I do bath salts, I meditate, burn candles, I use crystals for healing, yet I am not healing from past hurts. Do the angels have any guidance for my continued healing, or any guidance for me at all? Thank you and God bless." That was Beth. And oh my goodness, I felt frustration just reading that. And I feel for you, Beth. I don't feel sorry for you. I don't want to give you that energy. I want to give you a lifting energy. And I'm asking the angels about that. And Michael always comes in when there's a, you know, intense kind of energy. Now, she says she's doing all these things. What he immediately said to me, Archangel Michael, he said, have Beth look at what she's using. For example, when you're smudging, what herb are you using? There's a lot of different ones out there. And I don't have time to go into all of that at this last segment, but go research the different types of herbs. Like, you know, a lot of people use white sage, but there's other ones. There's a lot of different ones out there. Look at which one would be, you know, like the bulldozer one, okay? Because you're looking for stubborn hurts, like that betrayal kind of hurt that builds up an anger resentment to protect the heart. The crystals, I would look at researching the crystals that you are using, because I keep feeling from him that you need to just, you're on the right track, but change up. Like, there's so many crystals out there. I'm going to do another show on that and some workshops, but my goodness, there is newer ones out there, a little bit more aligned with the frequencies that we are dealing with now. And I would look to see if one of them could change up. Maybe you're trying to work with too many, but he says, change it up, mix it up. It's time to kind of get a new wardrobe, so to speak, is what he keeps showing me. The other thing that I'm getting is that there's a suppression that I feel with speaking out, or when it does come out, it's intense or harsh. And so it's affecting the delivery, so to speak, of how you express yourself. And you may need to just, you know, this is a simple way of putting it. And he keeps showing me just scream your head off into a pillow to get some of that energy out. It was almost like just say all of it, and, you know, just, it's not hurting anybody, but it's getting it out of you. It's throwing a curveball into the boundary that's got you locked down. That's what you're feeling. The past hurts are, you know, they are a heavy brick that's just in the way of the door, and you're trying to get through that. So, like I said with the affirmations before, you're looking to bust it up into smaller pieces so you can break it away easily and kick it out of the way. You can't hit a great big boulder with your foot, right? But if you break it down, positive affirmations and positive thinking and angels, Michael wants to help you with that. He can also help you with that. But the other thing was a clarity, bringing in a clarity of why are you holding on to the past hurt? Why are you holding it? Most of the time, that's going to come from protecting the heart. We're afraid to come off that guarded feeling, because if we don't have the anger or the pain that is closed down our heart and it's gone, what protects us? And then it opens it up, and there's this hesitation to set yourself up to get hurt again. And that's what usually causes one of the biggest, most difficult blocks. There's a way to feel safe. The I am safe affirmations would help. I am safe to feel loved. I am safe to put this away. You know, I am safe. I am safe to feel happiness, you know. I think you need to combine those as well. But Michael says he's going to be right there with you. Just ask him. And definitely, definitely use these as much as you can. I feel that there was like a physical activity that you needed to do to shake it up and bust it up a little bit. And that would be like the pillow, you know, yelling it out into the pillow. It felt like fourth and fifth chakra were where it feels like this big brick is stuck. There's crystals out there that work specifically with love, healing, and the heart chakra, which would be very helpful for you. And change up whatever herb you're using. There's ones that are very, very powerful for very heavy energy. And I would look into that as well. Try to do active meditation. Don't try to force any of it. You're going to get through this. I know you are. And I'm sending you a huge burst of support right now. For everybody that's listening to the show, I'm sending you that. This is a big topic that I'm going to go into a whole lot more with some, workshops and things that I'm doing. And we're not talking about a big cost. I'm trying to bring that to something simple that you can go pinpoint what you need, and it's not crazy. But I want everyone to know that you are loved. You are not alone. Positive affirmations really do work with the thought energy, and that creates the healing energy that can get you through a block of any type. I want to say thank you for listening to the show. If you have questions, if you want to send in questions, you can send them right to me at radio@jennroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. And know that you are loved always. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.